Hey, this is side two. General Tyree left the country on the 21st, Monday, I guess. I never did get to see him again. We went to a party on, the 18th or something, somewhere last week. And he had said he would like to have dinner with me just before he left, and all these good things. He even said he had a present for me, some Thai silk. But I know his schedule was very, very busy. We had a lot of generals and whatnot on compound last week because they had a big farewell ceremony. And we were supposed to go, you know, the girls were invited to the farewell luncheon. It was a big luncheon. They had about 7 or 8 generals. But as it turned out, they didn't have enough room for everybody. So they had to eliminate us from the guest list. And some other people, too. In fact, I understand they really insulted the colonel of this compound, our U.S. colonel, because he was not sitting at the head table. But I imagine, see what it is, the Thais don't have the diplomacy or the protocol system that we have in our military service. They really don't. They have no finesse, no charm. In fact, they blunder all these things, you know, about seating arrangements and invitations. It just never gets done the way it should be. So I never did get to see Tyree after that one night. And that night we only stayed for about an hour. No sweat, no big thing. I have not met the new general yet. I understand that Colonel Middlestad, who is our leading officer here, has worked with the new general in Thailand for a while. See, most of the officers that are at post level here, Duchess, have had service in Thailand, and most of them can speak Thai language. Yeah, some of them can speak Vietnamese, too. But that's the reason they're working as liaison officers with the Thai troops. And one night this past week, Mick and I went over to Bob Porter. He's a colonel, light colonel. He's had us over a couple of times for some champagne. He has a house all by himself over here in the Thai section. He has about 6 rooms. And he works, deputy commander or something, I don't know. They all have these fancy titles. Anyway, he puts out the alert status. And so, he's funny, Duchess. He'll say, "Hey, how about coming over tonight for a drink?" And I say, "No, I'm working, you know. Hold on, that's a telephone." Duchess, you're not going to believe this. That telephone call was from Mick at the club. And she said, "Ann, there's a colonel over here named Calloway to see you." I said, "Send him over to the reach." So sure enough, in came Jack. He came walking in. Isn't that fantastic? Here I am taping to you. And I just got finished telling you that I spoke to Jack a few days ago. Not a few days ago. Exactly 3 days. No, yeah, 3 days ago, right. So Jack came over. He could only spend about 10 minutes. He had a cold beer, and he took off again. He came down from Phuc Vinh, and he came down as far as, I guess, Benoit or someplace by chopper, and then the rest of the way by jeep or something. I don't know. Anyway, he had to go right back. But he just came all the way down to spend 10 minutes, and he looks very, very thin. Jack looks awful thin to me. He said he feels fine. Everything is going well. He has his own battalion. And Phuc Vinh isn't that far. It's about 30 minutes by chopper from here. But, of course, getting a chopper, Duchess, is something else. But anyway, I was real excited because I told him, I said, I was just making a tape to Phyllis, I said, and I just got finished telling you that I'd talked with you on the telephone. I said, and here you are walking in on me. It's a small world. It really is. All the way to Bearcat. Nobody goes to Bearcat. I mean, this compound is unique in so many ways, Duchess. With all the Thais living here, and it's a crazy little compound. But I was real happy to see him. He said I looked very good. I told him I've gained about 3 or 4 pounds in the last 2 weeks. But that's because I'm just taking life easy. Ha ha. I just can't get over it. Anyway, that's quite a surprise, pleasant surprise. And of course, it was the one day I was off. You know, I was supposed to be off Wednesday, but I worked all day. And I took today off because tomorrow Linda leaves, and I know I won't get a day off after that. So normally I would be at the club every single day. It's hard. It's real hard, Duchess, because Jack didn't know he was going to get this far, and he couldn't call. But gee, he looked awful thin to me. I'm sure he's going to be in worse shape by the time he gets out of here. But he said he feels real fine, and isn't that something? Isn't that something? He just stayed a few minutes. He had to get back. What a shame. Anyhow, oh boy, that's my big news for you for the whole week. Oh, dear. Now, what was I talking about? Oh, I was telling you about Bob Porter. I call him Big Bob. He's been real good. He's funny. He's a real funny guy. He's a great big tall Negro. He must be about 6'4" or 5". But he's the funniest thing going. He really, he's very, very nice and very kind with us. And he's always ribbing the girls, you know, and comes over to check on us once in a while. Let's see, what else? Gee, I can't get my mind back on there. I'm so happy seeing Jack. I can't get my mind back in my thinking pattern, if I ever did have one. I'm lost. I'm just absolutely lost now. I had a couple of mosquito bites on my hands. My fingers, you know, and my wrists. I haven't been bitten too much. Some of the people complain about the bites. I've been most fortunate. Something I have not been fortunate in is sheets. We have not been able to get clean sheets for weeks now. And the sheets I'm sleeping on have paint all over them, white paint. You know, the sheets, they just get clean, but when we get them, they're supposed to be clean. They're brown, they have holes in them, they're stained with all kinds of things, you know. They're really, really in bad shape. Even when we get them clean, that's the best they can do with the cleaning. And they're old sheets, very, very old. We did try washing sheets once, but with the Chinook pad being right next door to us, we get covered with so much dust. And our maid can hardly rinse out a handkerchief, much less a sheet. So consequently, we don't have clean sheets. Some nights we sleep in our clothes anyway, so it doesn't make a whole lot of difference, I guess. Let's see, what else? Oh, Jack has the 1st of the 30th Battalion. He gave me his address, and his code name is Slugger 6. I thought that was funny. He told me if I had to reach him by telephone, I don't know how I would. I haven't the vaguest idea how I'll go through that, but anyway, it's Slugger 6. I thought that was kind of funny. Let's see. I did send Mother a letter, I guess last week, sent her $100 too. I don't know what she's doing, I haven't heard. I guess she still isn't working or just kind of visiting around. I haven't received any mail. I haven't heard from Chocho in months. It must be 2 months or close to that. I haven't taped to her either in, I guess, a month and a half, maybe 2 months. It's real hard, Duchess. It isn't a great deal, you know, to tell. It's kind of an everyday routine. I work real hard at the club, and I have an awful lot to keep me busy. And the quarters are not the best. They're pretty rotten. We're still waiting to get out of here. Only last night I heard that it may be the middle of August before we get our trailers. We were supposed to have them the end of this month. So now it looks like it'll be another couple of weeks, and this just makes me mad because it's been a couple of weeks, and meanwhile this hooch over here is not being fixed up at all, you know. And I walk in mud almost every day. It has rained a great deal here. Just about every day, some portion of the day, it really comes down. And of course we ride around in open vehicles, and we get soaking wet, and we dry off, and you get wet all over again, and you dry off, and it's all routine now, and it's a little awkward to speak about it once you've said it, you get used to your way of living. It's nothing like anything else I've ever known. And yet, for some reason, it's hard to describe it more than once. You know, like some days at the mess hall, there's no milk to drink, or there's no silverware. Very often there are no cups, and you might drink something out of a bowl. It's crazy. We didn't have hot water off and on quite a bit. It's a very simple life in that we don't go on very far because the roads are all closed. The roar you hear every night, all night, and of course, the planes fly all day and all night. So it's kind of a very routine existence, with the exception of opening up a new service club or having a little something for somebody leaving, something like that. Mick is a wonderful new addition to our club, Mick McCaffrey. She's as funny as all get-out Duchess. She really is. She's extremely loud and extremely boisterous, but always in good humor. And she is friendly with every soul she meets. And this is important in this business. Only I think I would be much more happier once we got the trailers. I mean, I'm happy now, don't misunderstand that. But I would love to have a fully equipped trailer. I think that would be, you know, and have my own place, my own privacy. I have a little room here now, but I get tired of going hanging over the hooch night after night. It's no big thing, as I say. Anyhow, what else? I tell you, I'm losing my knack altogether for making a tape. Let's see, Mick picked me up a bottle of hairspray yesterday. They were down, I told you, in Saigon shopping. Oh, Duchess, if you come across some bobby pins, just a package, no big thing. I don't need anything else. I really don't. I don't need any kind of creams or I hardly ever put makeup on. I got too many clothes over here. There isn't anything I can think of that I need, but I could use some bobby pins, and I don't see them. I haven't seen them at all. And Linda and Nick looked in Saigon yesterday, but they didn't find any. So, just if you get a chance to pick up some bobby pins. I have enough right now, but I think I'll lose them. And just so I can plan ahead, so I'll have them. But listening to the news on the about the lunar landing, and we get the news. We get the news on the radio currently, and then we even get videotapes that are a day or two old, you know, from when they are received in the States. I have had very little time to look at TV, but sometimes I get to see it in the evening. I don't know what I do with the time I do have off, Duchess, but just getting a shower and getting cleaned up, and I like to read the newspaper in the evening, read the Stars and Stripes, and that takes care of the evening hours, you know? And as I say, I should make all these tapes. Ah, dear, you realize I'm here 4.5 months already? Already, Jack said to me, have you taken any leave? I said, no. I don't know, I would like to keep distant with Jack. You know, I don't want to get close to it just because he's very happily married and things are going well for him, and that's good, and that's the way I'd like to keep it. And I mentioned this to him today, and he said, right. He said, we'll keep it that way. He said, that's the way it should be. Oops, there's the phone again. I'll be back. Now, this is very typical, Duchess. That telephone call was the Sergeant Major of 222nd Battalion, and he said, hey, I heard you're off today. He said, how about buying me a beer if I come down? Now, did you ever my one day in the hooch, right? And everybody knows I'm here, they come. And I said, okay, come on down, I'll buy a beer. Because I know there's beer in the refrigerator. It's not even my beer, it's Linda's. Anyway, Duchess, this is running out. Take care, know I'm well. I'll try to make a tape to you again, maybe a week or so. If I have any real exciting news, I'll make one right away. You know, take care of yourself, right? And tell everybody else I said hello. Please don't worry. Anything I can do, Duchess, anything you need, just holler. Bye-bye.